This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If you planted seeds indoors, you're seeing sprouts now. I've got okra coming big time, tomatoes, peppers, and more. Now's the time to give them some extra attention. The University of Minnesota Extension says one of the most common problems affecting seedlings is damping off. The problem is caused by a number of pathogens that I can't pronounce, but results in seedlings collapsing at the base of the stem, and you can often see fungus growing where the stem meets the soil. If your seedlings get disease, in all likelihood, they'll die. To prevent damping off, I'm going to assume you started with clean materials, and you've also culled your seedlings, leaving just 1 to 3, depending on your container size, per container. One of the first things to check out now is that they're receiving enough light. Seedlings will grow toward it. If that light is coming sideways through a window, you should hang artificial light above them and at about 4 inches from the top of the seedlings. Consistent watering is also very important. Watering from the bottom, adding water to the bottom of the tray versus pouring water over the top, is a great way to reduce the time you spend watering and to ensure more even watering. It can also help to prevent disease by keeping the foliage of your seedlings dry. I've separated and moved some of my containers so that they have more air circulation around them. Overwatering is a problem too. If you have seedlings that are tipping over from the top, they may have a condition known as epinasty. When your soil is waterlogged, it becomes hypoxic or oxygen deprived. Be sure to check out my website, gardenbite.com, for more information, including what to do about hard water. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.